is a podcast from a guy named Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Yo, so tomorrow morning, 8:10, cue to call. Caller 96 wins a trip to Sandals Grand Antique. Pretty sweet. All right, let's get to today's calls of the day. Enjoy. We should start talking about the Super Bowl here. Tamara, who's going to win?
Who I think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Honestly, I don't even know who's playing. Is it Seattle? Did I hear Seattle this morning?
Yes, it's Seattle.
Okay, and who are they playing? Boston?
They're playing the New England Patriots.
I'm going to go Seattle. Let's keep it on the West Coast.
There you go.
Okay, sweet.
Important stuff to talk about right now. You ready?
What's that?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He's apologized online now for basically being an idiot for the last couple of years. Do we forgive him?
Everybody has to learn, right?
Boom. How Canadian of you. I love it.
No, it's all good. We'll see if anything changes in the next year or so.
Well, Rick Rubin has signed on to produce his new album, and that's got to be a game changer. I mean, Rick Rubin, one of the greatest producers in all of music, so we'll have to see what happens. But to the Jack moms and the Jack dads that have kids that love Justin Bieber, he's made a heartfelt story. When we talk about chicken wings, how many can you put back?
I'd say about 15 to 20.
Are we talking pounds or individual chicken wings?
Individual chicken wings.
Okay. So that would be like, that on average, that'd probably be 2 pounds of wings.
Yeah, give or take.
I think that the chicken wings is one thing in life that if I was told, just go, I could go for like forever until I blew up like the fat guy in Monty Python. Yeah, there's scientific research being done into failed and successful marriage proposals. What do you got for us?
I had a proposal that wasn't a proposal.
Okay, you have to explain that.
We bought the ring, and we were driving back from the jewelry store with the ring, and he said, so you wanna?
That's kind of how I did my proposal. I just kind of put it out there. I wish I could take it back, actually.
Well, his was like, jewelry is 50% off with the next 20% off if you use your jewelry store credit card. So I think we should go looking for something.
Hello, Kenny. How are you?
I'm awesome. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, we're talking today about proposals.
Yes.
Now, when you see somebody pop the question on the Jumbotron at a sporting event, what are your thoughts on that?
It's a big eye-opener, for sure. Everyone will know. In my case, my husband didn't do anything like that.
What did he do?
Well, actually, I popped the question.
That's cool!
Yeah, it was back in 97.
Yeah.
We had been dating for 8 years.
Okay.
So what I did, I went to Dairy Queen. I got an ice cream cake.
Nice.
I had the lady write, Steve, will you marry me? So when he got home, I said, I have a surprise for you. So I pulled the cake out of the freezer, he read it, and we've been married 17 and a half years now.
The ice cream cake proposal. Classic.
This is Janet.
Gotta be honest with you. I think we're gonna all be let down here. We've been fishing for somebody to call Jack FM and tell us they proposed to their partner on a Jumbotron at a sporting event. We just haven't got that call yet.
Oh, we met at a sporting event, but then I proposed 6 months later.
You got to tell us the sporting event you guys met at.
Well, we met at work, but he invited me to the Super Bowl party. So I went thinking that he only invited me when he invited a whole bunch of people. But anyway, we ended up getting together and dating. And then 6 months later for our 6 month anniversary, I decided to have him over for a special dinner, and I got an engagement ring and put it on a carrot. And then when he showed up, I had him cut up the salad, and he got to the carrot and he was like, what's this? And I asked him to marry me. He said yes, and then we had this huge big party and I almost got evicted, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I technically didn't propose on the Jumbotron, but hours after I was on the Jumbotron with signs talking about how we just proposed.
All right, you got to give us this story.
I was visiting Ontario to visit some family, and me and my fiance had never been there before. So I took her to Niagara Falls, and we went on the Maid of the Mist.
Okay.
And I proposed right there on the boat. And then we quickly ran to a dollar store. We got signs And we went back to our hotel. We got tickets to the Toronto Blue Jays versus Yankees game. My sign said, "I can't believe I just proposed to a Yankees fan." And her sign says, "I can't believe I just said yes to a Blue Jays fan."
I love it.
And we were all over television. We were all over Sportsnet. We were fans of the night. It was just, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I got a great story. It's not a jumbotron, but back in 1979, the woman of my dreams was 18. And on her 19th birthday, I took her to the Keg and Cleaver for the Keg Experience. And I was going to ask her to marry me. So I went to the men's room 3 times and almost upchucked myself because of fear.
Your nerves, yeah.
I told the waiter, I said, "Okay, so I'm going to ask my girl to marry me. I'm going to give you the thumbs up. It's her birthday. Could you come over and sing, you know, happy birthday and celebrating or whatever?" Well, back in the day, they come over. When I give them the thumbs up, I went on bended knee, asked her to marry me. They come over and they hoist her in the chair, start throwing her in the air and singing happy birthday, and totally my cool chatting was blown.
Yeah, I proposed to my wife on Jumbotron.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, I did it in Seattle at the Kingdom. We actually at the Husky Stadium for a Seahawk Raider game.
When was this?
91, I think, because we got married in 92.
This is amazing. We've been searching for somebody that proposed on a Jumbotron all day.
Yep, and I even have a picture from the Seahawks of the proposal on the screen with the score of the football game.
And was your wife totally 100% cool with it?
Yep, she loved it.
Love it.
Yeah, not a Seahawk fan, though.
No. Well, that's awesome. Thanks for calling. What was your name?
Scott.
Scott, man. Thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem. 96.9 Jack FM.